with you too.
Did you get my email with the stats?
Change of seat.
Wow, tricky.
I guess I have to change the pen, otherwise it's completely different.
Maybe it's supposed, the pen's supposed to go to the seats. Might be seat 4 rather than the person.
Yeah, I'm using this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's making face at me.
Okay. So, Matthew is late again.
Mm-hmm.
Probably an important man. Oh, well, it is important for him to be here.
Yeah. So what can you?
You.
Yeah,
did we work together. Did
yeah.
You?
So I will be able to summarize our meeting, but
yes.
Still, I think it would be very important in the as main designer. I think it would be important that he's here.
Yes. Yes.
Basically, we designed two items.
Mm. Yes, but
can we have a phone from someone?
Yes, maybe we should phone him.
It's really
well
designed.
When he's not here, we just have to continue. So,
yeah.
Just for records, I will take notes again.
Okay.
And, well, first thing, I got an email from my superior again that we really should stay within the budget of the €12.50. He said to me, well, when you stay in, it's good. When you don't stay in, you have to redesign. There is no negotiation possible in this matter. So we have to consider that.
Yeah.
Good. So maybe, Anna, you can have your presentation.
We had the evaluation until we had the design.
Okay, thank you. Nice.
Good having you.
Great. Well, maybe then you can start now with presenting your designs.
Yeah. So I will start by the basic one that fits into €8 actually.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so €8. And well, first, for both, we have a special shape. Maybe the designer can explain better than me. But it's like a surfboard, and you are supposed to surf, to browse, to surf TV, maybe the web, and it's kind of interesting shape because unconsciously people want to surf. And also it's not too far from a mobile.
Mm.
So
yeah.
People are used to that kind of shape,
mm.
Right? Don't take care too much about the color because
we have to.
So here would be basically the infrared LED. The on off button in red. Here would be the volume.
Yeah.
On the left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's
yes.
easy to turn on, turn off. And so this is a very cheap version, so there are maybe you can carry on Matthew.
Also so you have browsing the channels actually, so you
mm-hmm.
can go up and down
yeah.
the channels. If you have a video or something, you can forward.
How can you change from VCR to TV, by the way?
Oh, very. No. This is a single. This is a model with just a TV one.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is the standard TV one. We are not talking about that. So, and then we have usually there are 12 keys, but we know that we have only 10 digits.
Mm-hmm.
The extra two are for having or giving an option for having more than one channel, and the other one is for the teletext or something. You want to browse through from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a very basic.
It's a very basic minimal thing which you can, which is also available in the market. Actually, that's what it is. That it, which and it costs us to build this about €8.
Yeah, except for the special shape, the surfing board, it has a quite conventional layout of buttons.
Yeah. So this one model and
can I see?
Yeah.
Okay, I like the volume control.
No,
that's good.
This is a magic one, but right now we don't want to talk about that. it is a very futuristic. It's like a brain machine interface and all the
uh-huh.
stuff we are thinking about in the future. It can come.
So don't
push
that button.
So that. Then what we look, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the model,
I just not how it feels. So. Yes, it really feels like a mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just I really want to talk to it. But
you won't talk
back. So, but continue with your.
This is a more. A little smooth, and it gives a lot of functionality in this way. So all we have, you see that there are only 6 keys, but don't worry, they're doing the job of 12 keys actually
right.
here.
Mm.
And so they have more space actually, and it's easy to use this. And you have so this is a standard URL infrared eye, and then you have a power button. Volume, what you have,
mm-hmm.
and then other than that, you have a channel up and down and slow pause or slow
pause.
Yeah, so pause or stop, and then you can you have a LCD display
mm-hmm.
here, and this is the functional thing which can change. Like it's a toggle switch, which could. Change the function, say you
from
press
DVD player to television.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can change it.
So
instead of having many switches,
mm-hmm.
yes. and you get feedback via the LCD.
LCD can display
yes.
what is that on that, and you can have an integrated microphone over here.
This is the orange button.
Orange button here, so
mm-hmm.
Which can basically you want to do a speech recognition and. The channel or whatever information can be displayed here directly on the on your display, and here is a small LED which is like blinking one,
mm-hmm.
which tells you like are you running out of the battery, and which is can be useful for the locating as I was talking earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a cover. Basically, you don't need much of the time. This when you need, you can use it. And this gives additional facility that tomorrow you want, you can add a tactile thing to this cover.
Crazy,
you know,
nice design.
Design
okay.
and.
But in the when this is closed,
yeah,
will it also cover up the LCD screen?
Yeah.
It's basically to do
but
that.
But the LCD screen, I mean, is a very an eye-attracting feature with.
Actually,
when
you're watching the TV, when you're watching anything or listening to them, you hardly care about what is getting displayed here, you know? You want
true.
To... and this gives a protection to the LCD, actually giving a cover to that, actually. It gives a protection because when it falls down or something, it's more robust that way.
Yes, okay.
And you have very good chances.
And it's low weight. You have to see the components we put inside is very low weight.
Yeah.
So the cost is actually a bit more. It's it's 16 francs.
16 euros.
16 euros. Sorry.
Okay.
So that's out of budget then.
Then it's out of budget. But the main point we talk about that with our manufacturer. And they say basically that the ASR system would be something like 3 francs per item.
3 euros.
So. And
that's on top of the 16, or is it part of that?
No, part of that.
Part of
that.
So that takes it down to 13 euros without the expected emission.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you have new more ideas, we can add new more some more keys if you want to, you know.
I think we should stick with a number of keys because if we add too much then
it's not with cluttering up everything.
What's this one on the side?
That's for the it's kind of a LED for indicating your battery.
Oh, okay.
And as well as it's like a blinking one, you can keep it aside.
I like the shape of them. I do like the size and the shape.
Before talking about the money and what's possible and what it's not possible. Maybe Anna, you can give us your.
Okay. Maybe we run the evaluation on both of the products, both of these two.
Yes, evaluation and also the evaluation criteria. So what is important to look at?
Basically, this is what we've talked about already. From the marketing point of view, we just want to make sure that we've taken into account.
Well, just
yeah.
Do it quickly if we all already.
So it's just a short list of criteria on. The things that we identified as being important to selling the product. We just go through these and rate them as a group, and then at the end we'll make an evaluation based on that. So we just average the score of those items. So these are the things we identified as being important. So the three things were look and feel, innovation and ease of use were the three important components. Appealing to the correct demographic, so using those things in the right way to appeal to our demographic, and then following the company motto, following the fashion trends, and putting that into the product as well. So, do you want to go through and put through those on the two products now, or do you want to discuss them further and then evaluate them?
No. Why not? Why not discuss it now?
Okay. So, just go to the whiteboard, I guess. So the first one was really very far below budget. Would you want to take the price down of the end product according to that, or just have a high profit on it? It was running a maggot for 8 euros, and you never.
Well, my personal view is when this one is 8 euros, we must think how can we improve it, and then, I mean, we must just see it as we can still spend this 4.5 euro, and because the selling price is already quite fixed on 25 euros. So we just have to offer as much as well value for the customer he can have for 25 euro.
Easy to use. Audience target.
Are we following the idea of using the removable covers on this?
Well, we can still discuss that.
Okay.
So, and together with evaluating this, we might come with new ideas. I mean, adding things or removing options because they are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I've received a framework which we can do this. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have this Excel sheet?
No.
No.
No. Okay. This is these are the latest prices of our production working unit for several components. So you can see whether the price is within the 12 euro
mm-hmm.
50 cents. So maybe we can start with this. Calling this one.
Okay. Yeah. That's
okay. This is the first design. Yeah.
Okay, so look and feel. Where one is the pen again.
There is another pen.
Yeah, yeah. One's bad and seven's the best. So one's true and seven's false. One's the best.
Okay.
So I'm scaling 1 to 7.
Okay. Look and feel. Well, you already feel it pretty much, I think. in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
purely feel is
mm-hmm.
very good.
Yeah.
It's very good in your hands. So
mm-hmm.
I would consider 2 or maybe even 1
mm-hmm.
for feel, but that's just half. We should also consider look.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks quite conventional.
Mm.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
On the scale between
so
functional and fancy, that's what we're looking at. Yeah.
Say 5. It's my opinion, but I don't know.
Well, I will give it maybe. We have anyway the way we have designed is like the surf,
mm-hmm.
as we say.
Yeah.
You know, it does look is fine, but still. I would do 4 in that game.
Yeah, 4 maybe.
4, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we shall not 4.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you maybe fix the other?
Mm. If you press like this, not like this, then you will.
No, can you get the batteries? No, battery has fallen down.
Batteries, isn't it the ink? That's that one.
Yeah.
Good.
No, it's not that. It's not a close of battery.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it should be visible.
I think it's close to battery.
Mm, tried.
No, it's still right, but it wouldn't pick it up with the sensors.
Mm. Is there another battery there? Oh, yeah.
Try them.
Well, we don't get a tell.
Yes, it has a.
Perfect.
Is that working?
Good.
Because we'll be able to see it still even if it wasn't working. This is normal whiteboard
yeah.
marker that wouldn't be picked up in the actual whiteboard.
Yeah.
Okay. So, then
the other one?
Wow.
Ah.
I think it's slightly better.
Mm.
It's hard to tell from the
thing,
but.
When we want to include, I'm doubting about this component. It breaks in your.
Okay,
no, actually, this is not going to cross through, actually.
Okay.
So it's not,
it's not a button, it's a LED.
It's a LED, actually, which will be coming in a car.
Okay, actually, yeah, it should be embedded.
It should
yeah,
be embedded there,
yeah.
So it won't
yeah.
be really, you know,
you can
protruding
push it again. You can push it.
Yeah. The other thing is, it's left-hand one protruding? Because if people
yeah.
are left-handed, they want to use the other hand.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not protruding, actually. It will go embedded into that.
Well,
I'd say 2 or 3 for that one.
I think the look is better, but the feel is worse. So I would also say it is 4.
Okay.
But what do you think?
Well, it's fine, I think. No, it's just that the feel is that you don't see that feel because it falls under the feet because it's quite inside. Now like this. Now it's an embedded one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is how the embedded one.
Yes, it basically is the same shape.
Yeah, it's a basically the same thing actually.
Mm-hmm.
It will be. Except that
and the LCD makes it better.
Yeah. And you have a slight thing for to
so I would
yeah,
say
it's
two.
Definitely more fancy than that
yeah.
one.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
I would say 2 or 3.
Okay.
So consensus 2 or 3?
Two. Yeah, 2 good things.
Innovation. First one.
Basically, there is no innovation in the first one compared to what exists in the market. Right?
No, but except for the design of the surf.
Yeah, the surf.
you should be.
What features are we actually including? Are we including like a location kind of thing? Like trying to find it?
I don't know. I think it's more of the
like
feel.
That. But is there any, there's no actual innovation in that at all. It's just a straight out remote control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only innovation is the shape.
Yeah.
Shape of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So there's no, that's a look and feel thing, that's not a technological innovation.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'd be up to 7 for innovation.
And the second one is really state of the art.
Yeah.
In terms of innovation.
Mm.
And with many more functionalities. Can open and close the bottom part.
Yeah. And the LCD screen.
Yeah.
That's quite.
And all the squatting buttons and menu and programmable device behind this. You could put it at 1 or 2, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Personally.
Yeah.
So, what are the innovations in this? Got the LCD screen.
Yeah, automatic speech recognition.
Is that in this one though? Is this, cause this is the...
No.
There are two different options we discussed then. We discussed the one that was in budget and the one that was out of budget.
We just discuss it as you designed it and then
yeah.
you'll try
so
to
the cost
so
get
is
it in the budget.
What was the cost for the first one? 8 euros?
8. Well, actually we have to check again. Yeah,
8 euros. Yeah.
And this one was
16 euros.
Okay, so innovation for this one is
2? 1? 2,
maybe
it's 2.
Well, and to be 1, what would we need? Actually, I don't see.
Why?
Okay, 1 would be without button.
Well,
the speech recognition is a very good innovation.
Yeah.
Market,
so maybe we can.
This is with the speech recognition.
It's using speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, given that it works, then it's I 1.
Okay. Ease of use?
So the first one is really standard, so everybody, including our grandmothers, can use it.
They
right.
are used to it,
yeah.
actually.
So that's maybe a 2 for ease of use?
Yeah.
Here, the main...
The other one is quite easy, though.
Though it has more functionality, I think it shouldn't be for the user to learn it, actually.
Mm.
It shouldn't
maybe
be
a 3 or 4.
Yeah, actually, in fact, I think it will be...
Maybe sometimes people get scared with the number of buttons.
Mm. Yeah, but...
And
if
there's, I would say 3 or 4.
Well, we have reduced the keys, actually, if you see.
3, I would
say it's fine.
Yeah, because it's not like a big one with 100 buttons.
Actually, the user has to put some effort to use that, actually. Mm-hmm. It's not so easy, like this one, the normal.
Yeah, but then when he's used to it, it's quite easy.
It's quite easy, yeah.
So
initially, there is a lot of effort.
Okay.
Yeah.
How well it goes to the target demographic?
So
we're still thinking 20 to 40 year olds?
20 to 40, yes.
This one would be for grandmother.
No, this would, I would give this model to the old people. Like
yeah, grandmothers, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's completely changed our demographic there. it's not part of the funky young thing.
Well, except for the surfing shape. I mean,
that's
something with as an appeal on this group, I think.
It was the very bottom price range. It was like between this and another one, which did the same thing. Then I can imagine it being applying to the demographic, yeah.
This, we can consider, for instance, making this more attractive to the
group. So I've got room, got some budget there to add a few things to it, that's right.
But as it is now, I'd say 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We agree.
Yeah, because it's so important. It was written that it really is so important the look and taking care of it. It targets the right range of people. Right?
Yeah, but when you sell it in the market, it's going to be cheap, actually.
Yeah, but
it's
going
to be cheap, whatever though.
And people can still decide to use a cheaper one.
Yeah.
Instead of
but for us, it's we have a constraint that we need to sell at 25 euros.
Yeah.
There's
nothing that would make me spend an extra few euros in that one rather than another
just
one.
Just paying 25 euros. I mean, it's not going to be cheaper.
Okay, so in that case, well, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the demographic of the second one?
The demographic?
It's got the toys in it, it's got the LCD screen.
I think it's better because of the LCD screen, which really an appeal on the on the yaps and on the
I mean, if you want to target if we wish to sell 4 million of this, I think for this audience we need absolutely the LCD screen.
So the LCD screen attracts.
Especially if we can have an LCD screen in a low range product, then that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something.
Okay.
So what
I'd probably go with 3 again for that one.
Yeah, I think it's it has more market.
Even 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Yeah, because tomorrow this will be more appealing because you can add a lot of sophistication on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you have it. You have a lot of things which you can include for the people.
And especially, I guess this is the speech recognition as well, and that makes it more appealing. It's more of a new fun toy.
We have to practically test it. The field test will tell you how good.
Okay, final point.
The
trend.
Following the trend. So the trends were fruit and vegetables and the spongy feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, as it is, not really doing either of them.
I think
spongy, that means that it goes in the water.
Well, spongy could be part of the feel of the buttons as well. Have you tried the mobile phones that have got the kind of spongy buttons? Not exactly spongy, but I'm thinking one of the Nokias, it's got like, you can, has got individual buttons, it's got just a one bit on it, and so you can, that feels kind of spongy.
This one includes this feature, right? Spongy buttons. And maybe in the color we can make it fruit and veggie.
But that's if you're using the covers.
And then we can.
Or is it just one?
Yes. We can consider. Is it possible, do you think, to make a cover for such a phone? I mean,
well, they make it for mobile, so.
But why do you want to cover that? Actually,
just with a flexible plastic.
So you got the option of having different colors or different textures.
This is possible.
Are you sure? Yeah, I think it should be possible, like what you do with the mobile.
Or just two things which can be put on each other.
Yeah, exactly like Nokia phone.
So maybe we can, but we have decided, we can put the fancy look of vegetables, for instance, to these covers and now try to invest in the features.
I think if we do the cover, that's really going with the company's philosophy of having the fashion in electronics. It lets you follow the latest fashion. Even next year, when fruit and vegetables might be out, you'll still be able to put a new cover on it, and then it will still be fashion.
Because sometimes, look at this computer, this laptop, it's all black, and it's quite conventional, and sometimes people don't like too much flashy colors, like this one presented here. So maybe we could do, like in the range, in the set of what we propose, a black one, very standard one, that meets the requirements of such people that want to really standard things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the option of having different colors.
So that would make the trends equal, so we really have
that's a feature that could be included in either of them.
Mm.
Although it is more with the spongy buttons on them.
A point better for the
so
number two.
Two and three, or one and two?
Yeah, it's
so this one has spongy buttons?
The blue one has spongy.
I see. Yes. Okay,
so the average of that is 36, 9 divided by 5. So.
1.8, yeah.
This one, 11, 13, 19, 21. 4.5 is 4.2.
Okay.
We're still at a very different price for those two, so they're not really comparable yet anyway.
We must try to get them closer.
Yeah.
Quoting the. Or we just have to choose and adapt. Because when we choose for this one, we have to make it more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And when we choose for this one, we have to make it more cheap.
Well, it's easy to make that one cheaper by just taking the speech recognition out. That'll basically take us down to the budget.
But I'm now, did you work with the same prices that I have here?
So I just gave a call with the manufacturer and I explained them and they told me this could be possible for 16 euros. Unfortunately, we didn't see this shit, Matthew, so maybe we have to recap with this one.
Maybe you have to reconsider everything with this,
reconsider it. So let's try to model this phone in this heat. What kind of energy source? We didn't speak about that. It's a normal battery, or?
Yeah, it will need more than a conventional one. It won't be maybe you might use an AA battery, actually. What do you say?
For this one, it's a normal battery.
Yeah, it's just one battery. Okay. Electronics. Now, given speech recognition, I think should go for your standard chip.
Yeah.
Sample speaker.
Sample sensor, yeah.
Sample, yeah, this one.
Yes, this one, okay. Case.
So.
Cloud, double cloud, yeah.
I see. Double carved.
Yeah, it's going to be more than just the basic case, definitely.
So, which one are we talking to?
Are you talking about these or what?
Yes, we are talking about. But they have the same shape, but
they're both going to be not basic cases.
So this would be double carved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Plastic would be
basic
materials.
Is it zero franc?
Special color.
Special color. Now we link it to the covers.
So now we're going
push
button or LCD display.
Yes.
LCD display. Yeah. It's okay. Just say LCD display.
Is that price per unit or for the whole?
Now this is per unit. This
so
number of components.
We might need a small divide for that.
No, but for this one, it's 12.
No, for that one also.
That's 12.
So
yeah, that's a
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, 12 probably. But this comes to 18.
Mm-hmm. And it's without any special button supplements.
Yeah, one probably.
So we'd have special color, special form, and special material on all of them.
So I think, but do you agree?
Wait a minute, it's not double curved, it's single curved, right? Because there is no like.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be curved on too, so it's curved in the size and curved on the bottom as well.
I understand.
It's there is only. There is nothing like You know, in the other stuff.
It's about concave.
Yeah, concave. So I think we can put.
You think a single curve?
A single curve in 16. That makes 17. And what is the buttons? We have 12 buttons. Are you sure? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, more about those, the scrolling.
So I had a bad.
Bad estimation.
Bad estimation.
We haven't talked about the LED, but that the LED is very inexpensive,
mm.
I believe, but it's not in the list.
You got a scroll wheel for the volume, don't we? Or is it some other thing that's not on there?
Is this a scroll wheel, or is this a sort of button which can be pressed on two sides? So for iron.
Yeah, we've only got 5 minutes left, guys, so we need to wrap it up pretty fast.
Yes, you can scroll wheel.
So it's even more than the cost you gave for 16 euros.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so based on that, yeah. Where is the ASR of the sample speaker?
It is the sample sensor and the sample speaker.
So,
we just need that, actually.
Where?
We need one.
We could go for the simple chip, but then we can't have the speech recognition. Yes, yes.
No, we cannot. Yeah.
So when this would be cutting the speech recognition.
Yeah, but if you have the near the LCD, you can select between universal between audio, TV, and VCR, and this needs an advanced chip. Regular chip.
I think it's going to be regular.
Today you can do that with
the regular chip.
Regular chip.
Okay.
It's still 15. So.
And what about the number of buttons? Buttons.
We can just say.
Matthew. When you look at this. Item.
Yeah.
Okay. We are just when we just want to cut the number of buttons, we have to make 7 to fit in 12, 15. So is it possible?
But it's 7 basic buttons, like 7 buttons without any adds on, without separate colors or form or material.
Then we have to ask the user to press it. So
you're gonna make a phone to your boss saying 12, 15 is really.
So the LCD plays is 3 francs, sorry, 3 euros,
mm-hmm.
by itself.
And we don't want to change that, right? We really want an LCD, otherwise we wouldn't get the market.
Otherwise,
it's evident.
You have a very normal thing like this.
Yeah.
Mm. So, 12 euro 50. You got 2 off of the battery. We can't do anything about that. So it's 10.50. So what else we display, that's 7.50. So we've got 7.50 to use for the case and for the buttons.
Mm.
And the chips, sorry, the chips up there already.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to scale this down to get within budget. We're going to add about that.
So what each of us think about the... Because it's a major point in the LCD. Do you think it's important?
Oh, we could even replace them by buttons.
Because sometimes when you watch the TV, in fact, you have a big display and maybe you don't need one more in your hands. I don't know, I'm just
Depends. It depends what kind of functionalities you want to add into it.
Yeah.
For example, if you add 2 more functionality, then better you add 2 more buttons there.
Mm.
Instead of LCD display,
yeah.
Which is that is going to bring the cost by two euros at least.
Unless we can really drive these prices down, we need to get rid of the LCD display.
Okay, so we can get rid of it and then
add
a couple of buttons.
Do we want that? On the market point of view, yeah. What do you think? LCD is a major feature?
For the price, it's going to be what we can afford, and it's looking like we can't afford the LCD display. There's no way we can get it in there.
I think we have to come to a decision now. Just I think what we just do is vote about the LCD display. So
you assume you want a democratic vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, just
okay.
One man, one vote. So who thinks the LCD display should be in? Should be in it?
I'd like it to be in, but I can't see it happening. I can't see it getting in.
I think, but
we need to be.
We have power of veto anyway, as project manager.
I know.
Yeah, but the only thing is that what is the multiple functionality if you want to include with that?
Well, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
Yes. So having an LCD display is just have very, very limited amount of buttons. Is that acceptable? Can functions be implemented in a.
Yes.
You agree.
Well,
having 7 buttons instead of 12.
Yeah.
So that would be cutting. So say about these buttons.
Because one, show me that. Actually, we could, in fact, remove these 3 buttons, and have 3 possibilities for each of the 3 here.
Yeah.
Here one at the middle and at the bottom.
I think then we're really losing ease of use.
Okay.
That will create another problem for the people to use it. It's not going to be easy.
Okay.
So, I think we should cut the LCD screen. That's my opinion.
No, it's okay. You cut the LCD screen and introduce 2 more buttons.
Okay. So LCD is out. Is speech rec out now?
The speech recognition is out.
Yeah. Where is
it? Because of the projector.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we can just.
So are we basically back to the original one now? Back to the first version. Which turned out to be on budget, exactly, pretty much.
Yeah.
With these new costings.
Yes.
So just forget that one and look at that one now.
Yeah. I think we just go for this one, and that now €12 is the.
Yeah.
Is the price okay? My supervisor will be glad. It's 50 cents.
Yeah.
Cheaper. Than
actually, yeah.
So
we wouldn't need really expert designers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because. The amount,
yeah.
Okay.
So we can go back and talk to the suppliers maybe and see if we can drive the prices down to add a few more things in, but that's all we can do with the restrictions we have at the moment.
Okay, good. Then we have a design. Thank you.
Okay.
That was it.
That's it.
Thanks.
Cool.
So we are done. Finally, the design. I need more sheets.